the same. And once, most marvellous of all, Mrs. Landys Haggart, singing to herself in the next room while Hannah Side was waiting to take her for a ride, hummed, note for note, with a throaty quiver of the voice in the second line, "Poor Wandering One," exactly as Alice Chisane had hummed it for Hannah Side in the dusk of an English drawing room. In the actual woman herself, in the soul of her, there was not the least likeness. She and Alice Chisane being cast in different moulds. But all that Hannah Side wanted to know and see and think about was this maddening and perplexing likeness of face and voice and manner. He was bent on making a fool of himself that way, and he was in no sort disappointed. Open and obvious devotion for any sort of man is always pleasant to any sort of woman, but Mrs. Landys Haggart, being a woman of the world, could make nothing of Hannah Side's admiration. He would take any amount of trouble, he was a selfish man habitually, to meet and forestall, if possible, her wishes. Anything she told him to do was law, and he was, there could be no doubting it, fond of her company, so long as she talked to him and kept on talking about trivialities. But when she launched into expression of her personal views and her wrongs, those small social differences that make the spice...